Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Well, dear, you know, we are such planners, dear. We want to make sure that everything for this beautiful baby is perfect.
Well, and I know you baby-proofed the house, like 4 years ago, just
preemptively. Well, yes, dear, of course.
In preparation, so.
Such wonderful parents.
Yeah, Mr. Sondheim has not been able to get into any of the cabinets.
Can't open anything.
No, but not exactly true, but.
Relax, listeners, it's your magic time. Let's get ready for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, what? Cliff, we're talking wasps.
Talking wasps this week.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff, how are you? How are you doing this week?
It's just hitting me right this second that the show has begun, that this is it.
It often hits me. It hits the listeners in the face.
Curtain up, light the lights, another, this is it.
Another open up another show.
And oh, what heights we'll hit. This is it. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show / radio filler program for KBSH in Busheltown. Busheltown's on Rye 99.
Rye 99.
They love listening to us at 4 a.m. on Sunday morning, Cliff.
4 a.m. You know, I wonder who's
all
up.
All farmers that are up.
The farm. Well, Sunday morning they're sleeping in. Let's face it. That's the one morning that nobody's up. Now, maybe there's got to be some crew. You know, I'm imagining like the late night floor waxing crew, like Ernest goes to jail. Remember how they're in the bank all night waxing the floor?
Listen to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
I think them.
Morning.
Although on Sunday, the bank didn't open on Sunday. Never mind. Nobody.
No, we can't find anybody.
A woman at a diner baking biscuits.
Ooh, I can go with some biscuits right now.
Those early morning, like the old commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Although today, everybody's
part of waking up is biscuits in your mouth.
Yeah. Biscuit ladies. Good morning, biscuit ladies. And anybody else who's listening online and in your ear, you've downloaded from. We don't know how. We don't know how you heard of it. We don't. Let us know how.
We're shooting from alien beams across the galaxy.
Yeah, we're here in Busheltown.
So, Cliff, we have had a big problem this week.
We've had a big problem. You tell us all about it.
Charles has been here. That's the big problem. And he hasn't done a damn thing about... and he hasn't been dealing with the problem that we've been having, which is a big wasp nest with wasp on it. And we keep telling him to get rid of it, to kill these wasps, and he's not doing a damn thing about it.
Charles won't do anything about it. Howdy. Kendall, have we mentioned there's a wasp nest outside?
There is. We have mentioned it.
Charles, the contractor, he won't take it down. We have said, listen, we need you to contract that wasp nest down. There's dozens of them flying around.
I got stung last week.
You've gotten stung many times. I've watched. I've seen it happen.
There's welt on my arm.
I think he's thinking that the wasps are going to make honey or something like that.
The pizza guy won't even come to the door.
Pizza guy, he makes us meet him like 3 yards out, mm-hmm, down by that big rock.
Hate it, but
what it's done, Kendall, is inspired.
It's done one
us.
Good thing.
We have done what the Lord would have us all do: take shit and turn it into lemonade. And
I don't think that's how that goes.
We have decided to do a show saluting the wasp. It's a misunderstood being.
You know, I gotta say, doing this research, it is a misunderstood being.
It is.
It does so much for us. It really does.
What does it do?
Well, I'm about to tell you, Cliff. A wasp, first of all, is any insect of the order Hemipteria and suborder Apocrita that is neither a bee nor an ant. Yeah. And almost every pest instinct species has at least one wasp species that is a parasite to that insect.
I don't know what you're saying, but if it's not a bee or an ant...
I think it's fascinating.
This is fascinating. On the fascinating scale, this is up there for our show.
When the Peabody calls.
Got a lot of wasp heads, mm-hmm, tuning in for the first time. They're like, what is this? Give me more.
Give them some more, Cliff.
Yeah. Do you know what? Wasps can be classified into two broad categories. Have you said this? I wasn't listening.
I have not. I'm glad you're honest about it.
Either solitary wasps, which are your loner wasps.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there. They're loners. They're rebels.
I know those wasps.
Stinging what comes their way.
Mm-hmm.
making honey, and then you got your social wasps, your wasps that...
No, they do that.
They're in like bees all the time, like knitting bees, spelling bees, quilting bees, stuff like that. They just hover and they in groups, and
just then, like humans.
Yeah. So you got your loner. Are you now thinking of humans? Are you a loner wasp, or are you a social wasp?
Oh, I'm a loner.
We're loners.
Loners. We try to pretend wasps. That we're those wasps that are out there and being part of the community. Yeah, we're like no. Leave us alone.
We do try to pretend, but we are loner wasps, you and I.
We are.
Kendall, do you know this? The most commonly spotted wasp, if you're out there seeing one, this is probably what you're seeing.
It's probably ours.
One of those yellow jacket wasps.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I think the kind that we have are these other kind, the bald face wasps, because it's just their face is just right out there when you see these swooping for you. When they've landed on you, did you see their faces?
I did see their face. I thought they were all bald.
Were they wearing yellow jackets?
No. Yes.
Then they must be bald-faced wasps.
All right. That's what it is.
Okay.
Cliff, do you know there's actually some wasps that are non-stinging varieties?
What?
Yeah. Just like humans, there's
what?
Some that don't sting. They all do far more good for humans, though, by controlling pest insect populations than harming humans. And even though they are, I still want them gone.
Now, Kendall, we can take a lesson from who but the queen wasp herself, because you know what? They don't store food, the wasps, at all.
I try not to.
Yeah, well, during hibernation, the queen who we should be listening to, she just relies on her own body fat to survive. So if we could just hibernate in a log all winter like a good queen wasp is doing, these wasps are out early. Because Busheltown, we had a thaw, you know. And so there's just a big nest right outside. They saw our door made a nest on it. I don't know.
Well, Cliff, I do really think that we were built for hibernation. And I think we could do it. We could sleep a whole summer. If we could just sleep through it.
Oh, yeah.
We could lose all this weight.
Wouldn't you love to?
Now, I would love to.
I would gladly, you know, any fat person, gladly give up 2 months of life to lose a lot of weight by sleeping through it. Would you not?
Oh,
of course.
Oh, yeah.
See you in 2 months.
If I could be skinny the rest of my life, yes.
If there's ever a 2 month hiatus, that's why. Because that has been invented.
Like, what happened to Cliff and Kendall? Oh, they're hibernating.
They're hibernating. They have every summer they take it off and hibernate to lose all the weight that they've put on the rest of the year.
Oh, and so much weight it was.
So much weight. Oh, how much weight it was.
So Cliff, did you know that wasps now are actually deployed
by
agriculture industry to control pest populations.
Did somebody deploy these wasps out there? That
They're radio controlled government wasps.
Gross. I saw Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, you know, when she ran in earlier, she had that whole blanket over her and the baby, and so they didn't get stung.
I'm so worried about the baby.
I'm so glad that you have been stung instead of Fonky. Because, you know, you can take it.
I can take it. I'm
fat. You with the drop in the pool.
It.
Her, she's a year old, you know? You adopt a baby at a year old, it's like a pincushion for these wasps. Wasps, they can just sting over and over, kid. They can just torture. It could be hostile. This could be a hostile movie with these wasps.
This is a hostile work environment.
This is a hostile, and it's time for another segment.
It's time for some fun facts.
Hey! I was wondering why this show wasn't any fun. Now it's about to start.
It's about to get fun, everybody. It's time for fun facts. This number, I thought we could use some fun facts.
Yeah, well, in the heart of winter. So fact us off, Kendall.
Oh, okay.
Go fact yourself. Give us something good.
Speaking of winter, as you just were, did you know that winter lasts for 21 years on Uranus?
Does it?
Yes, 21 years.
Wouldn't you love
How
to live?
How awful and gloomy would Uranus be?
I would love to live on Uranus if there's a 21-year-old winter. I would love it. Kendall, speaking of winter and the funner facts about winter, right? Now, cold winter, it does dull sexual sensations, and colder body temps decrease arousal for both men, women, and the transgender. But do you know what else, Kendall? Interestingly, and this is a tip to spice up your marriage.
Okay, hit me.
Try this tonight, Kendall.
All right.
This is
Turn the heater on?
Yeah, close. This is an impromptu FU segment here. Kendo, women are 30% more likely to achieve orgasm, to say, I'll have what she's having, if their feet are warm.
Huh.
So turn on the heat. No wonder Susan can't reach orgasm.
Oh, God.
No wonder.
It's too fucking hot in the house. It's just, oh.
Is your house
too
hot?
Fat. Oh, it's all, everything's hot always.
I know you're constantly working on the house, trying to get the heater going, mm-hmm. trying to turn stuff down, trying to get the porch to stay stable so you can sit on it.
It's rough.
But it stays hot.
Oh, it's always hot. Yeah.
Now, is it hot because Susan needs to heat up? She's trying to achieve an orgasm.
No, it's hot because I'm fat and everything is hot.
And you're just hot.
I'm just hot. I'm just fat. I'm hot in a snowstorm.
Gotcha.
Did you know?
Gotcha on that one.
Did you know that cats cannot taste sweets?
What a terrible life. Although, imagine if we were cats.
I was about to say, if we were cats, we might be a lot skinnier.
What are those big fat cats eating? That's why Garfield loves lasagna and not ice cream.
He likes savory, not sweet.
Who knew that Garfield was so scientifically accurate? Kendall, do you know this? The onset, and this is also tip for Susan, write this down for later.
Okay.
The onset of menopause is significantly higher in winter than in spring or autumn.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so in just a few short years, you guys will be going through that.
We'll be going through the dark winter.
Yeah, and so menopause. Any menopausal ladies, if you're wondering, am I about to start it? Maybe it's winter.
In 3 years, we'll do a show dedicated to menopause.
So we need to salute the menopauses. I think we should.
Cliff, did you know that herrings, you know the fish?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
They communicate by passing gas.
Isn't that interesting?
I really found that interesting.
Wow.
Oh, come on. That is a fun fact.
That is. I found that so interesting.
All right. I didn't believe you.
I didn't believe. I don't believe you. Kendall, some animals possess the amazing ability to turn white during the winter. Did you know this?
Oh, no. I did not. Like what?
They do.
Like what animal?
Some of them out there. The Arctic hare, wasps, bald-faced wasps, the barren ground caribou, all, among others.
Well, I really didn't expect you to have an answer.
So if you see a white animal running about outside, you know, you think, is that a white caribou? Is it a bald-faced wasp? What is it? Is that Charles the Contractor bent over, picking up something?
Finally.
Yeah, finally. Thank God.
Do you know the human body contains a little tiny amount of gold in it?
Does it?
Yep.
My heart is gold. I got a heart of gold over here.
Oh, well, okay.
Where's the gold?
It's just like dispersed through your body.
Oh, okay.
Tiny amount of gold.
That's believable.
It's
right?
The compound, or the element, the element gold.
The element gold is in our body.
It is.
All right.
It's true. Cliff, I gotta take a break.
What's true is true. I gotta take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
Sambo's welcomes 1982 with something no other restaurant has. Family Sam and his 82 specials. For breakfast, 2 eggs, 2 strips of bacon or sausage, and 4 pancakes, only $1.82. And everyone loves this delicious lunch. Any 3-egg omelet with hash browns, again only $1.82. And when you're really hungry for dinner, Sambo's roast beef with choice of potato and super salad, only $2.82. Lots of great food at great prices. Sambo's 82 specials. Come in.
I believe fat people are people too. And you've never heard fat people like this before. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall.
Welcome back. Sorry, there was a wasp in the studio. We were trying to get it out of there.
Quit spraying that wasp spray.
Well, I can't help it. We should be calling Lenny.
Lenny, Mr. Steinbaum, already called Lenny earlier. Lenny's in the Bahamas. And
well, of course, he's in the Bahamas.
I know, when we have wasps. There's a wasp infestation. He comes and breaks in during every other segment.
And Charles is in Funkville over there.
Charles is... I saw Charles doing the TV Guide crossword out front. I don't know.
Oh, God. Get to work.
Oh, God.
Well, Cliff.
Yeah. Ken, I want to ask you this real quick.
What do you want to ask me?
I was with Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn the other day. This weekend, I was over there helping with the baby on Saturday. You and Mr. Snodbottom were out playing golf.
Well, I think you had it better.
Yeah.
All that gas.
And you were out in the wide open plain.
It didn't feel so wide open.
Come on. But I was over there with Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, and we were minding the baby. And we were also binge-watching, I think it was Orange is the New Black that I saw this on. Mm-hmm. We were there watching that, and there was just some character who was just talking about how much they love to smoke crack. Right?
I just love it.
I think that this is where we saw it. And I think it was Orange is the New Black. And I don't remember, I don't remember who it was. But they were just like, I love crack, and it was so good, and crack was great. And I thought, why can they not? You know, they can make like a knockoff, like NutraSweet version of sugar with no calories. And you can drink it, and it's fine. Why can't they make like a NutraSweet version of crack for people to smoke that has none of the harmful side effects of crack? Why aren't scientists working on this?
I was just about to say, because people just aren't working on it, Cliff.
Why not?
I don't know.
Think of the lives we could save if there was, like, a clean, burning, you know, safe crack for us all to smoke.
The world's in need of clean crack.
Why can't we do it?
It's because everybody that is working on it, they're inhaling so much crack. That
I guess they got a lot of crack dust in for the
they're
trials.
They're trying crack when they're trying to figure it out.
So they can see what the crack feels like so they can know what the other crack feels like, the synthetic crack.
How many
Why
times are we going to say crack?
Why can't we get this? I don't know. As many as it takes.
Cliff, yeah. I want to talk about the Oscars for a minute.
Oh, God. You know, I was talking to Mr. Snodbottom, and I said, I think it is a good example for the youth who listen to the show to see if we start a segment, a recurring segment, and it doesn't go the way we want, that we just quit and we just give it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, he seemed to think that we should just keep on and carry on what we started, but I think just give up what you don't like. Stop. Quit. Just be a quitter.
What are you referring to?
I'm finally ready to talk. This is, by the way, Cliff and Kendall's Oscar Minute.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner is Sally Field in Places of the Heart.
Endless Love from the Endless movie, Endless Love.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
You like me right now. You like me.
You're talking to me?
I like it so far, kid.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Finally ready to talk. I couldn't even go there last week.
It was too hard.
I was too mad.
You were mad. I've never seen you so angry.
The brutal snubbing of Jake Gyllenhaal for night. I'm so mad. I can't even go there. I'm so mad.
Well, let's not go so far there. But I was on our blog just today. On cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, and I saw
updated yearly,
and I saw this story about Jake Gyllenhaal in that Crawling House. He's gonna get an Oscar. I thought, now we know it didn't happen.
Now we know. But I'm so mad, and I happened to see just the briefest bit of when they announced the nominees live, and I saw the best actor nominees, and when they went past the G's in alphabetical, turned that bitch off. And I said, I do not care. Send my regrets to Neil Patrick because I ain't watching. I'm not tuning in. 2 years in a row, I'm not watching the Oscars. All the Oscars have become in the acting races is who can best portray some historical figure.
Well, it has become that.
And 4 out of 5 of the nominees are playing historical people, and the only one that's not is Michael Keaton, and so it's just who cares. That's the actors previously who would have gone out of their way to give us like some real big ballsy Oscar performance in something else. They're all gonna say, well, I've got to play Truman,
I better be somebody like that. Well, mm-hmm. Let me be Nixon. That, you know, that's why Kevin Spacey's out there playing him now. He needs another Oscar.
Yeah.
That's all it is. If you and biography movies are so boring. They are so rarely any good. Am I telling the truth?
You are.
Am I telling the truth?
I'm with you. I was letting you preach on your soapbox there for a minute.
My God. And they're all just historical but, people. It's being Stephen Hawking. Give me a f***ing break.
Remember when we were kids?
It's all the computer talking.
And we would watch the Oscars. Mm-hmm. And it felt like such a magical experience.
Oh, yeah.
With all these wonderful actors playing all these varied roles. And now it just, like you said, it just seems so like, well, you just got to all play this one part to be, to get another Oscar.
And then there's no surprises. We all already know who's going to win them all.
Uh-huh. I am excited to see Neil host it. And
I'm sure he'll be fine, but that
is the only reason I'm watching. And I will fast forward through most of the speeches.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be fine, but it makes me so mad. Oh, American Sniper getting all this. Ooh, I hate it.
I know. Makes me so mad.
Oh, I was watching, I don't know if you know this, I watch The View every day. I have this mantra.
And Elvira on Hulu.
Rosie's on The View, and Elvira's on Hulu.
We get it. We know it.
And the Republican who's on there, who normally is great, who normally I really do like.
Mm-hmm.
Her Republicanist came out over this mm-hmm. movie. And it finally is like, oh, there it is.
I wonder where you've been hiding.
There's that crazy Republican Party.
Uh-huh.
And she just was going off about this movie and the troops and blah, blah, blah. And it's just people treat the troops, and not only the troops, they treat movies about the troops like it's Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, you can't even talk about that. You're not even talking bad about the troops. You're talking bad about a movie. It's a movie like, about the troops.
If you talk bad about the movie at all, they're like, you're unpatriotic.
Right.
I'm like, I am not talking about the country or Jesus. I'm talking about a movie.
Oh my God. I would rather watch anything than that.
I refuse to watch
it. Never will I see that. No.
I don't want to talk about people dying in war and killing each other. And I'd rather watch something happy and
so fun. Mad. They're so mad about Michael Moore saying that snipers are cowards. They're hiding on rooftops and shooting people in the back. Uh-huh. And I realize that sometimes politically that probably does have to happen.
Yeah.
I realize that. But they're shooting people in the back from the top of a roof. And you can't even express, like, is this a little weird? You can't even say it.
No, what now?
It's like 9/11 just happened.
One of the good things.
Cliff and Kendall's Oscar Minutes.
One of the good things about the Oscars. Let's just end on a good note. All right?
Yeah.
Is Meryl Streep. Even though she's been nominated a million times.
Lover.
For Into the Woods.
She's always wonderful.
She's always wonderful. I'm just ending on a good note.
Now, speaking of the racism, though, people cry racism because only white honky crackers mm-hmm. nominated, which is true.
Well, Cliff, there are more white people in history.
the
way they portray,
because the white men wrote the
exactly,
history.
So
you're right. But anyway, another example of the racism is the industry's refusal to come up with a sequel to last year's Best Picture winner. I mean, when is 13 Years a Slave going to come out? When do we get that next chapter?
Maybe next year.
When will they dare tell that story of the person who was a slave for another year? When will they do it?
The sequel is just that extra year.
Just that one more year. This has been Cliff and Kendall's Oscar Minutes. Magical Oscar season around here.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
We're all so excited.
This
Pod Butter Butter Churn is making a whole party for the Oscars, even though you're not going to come and watch.
I might come and just eat. You know how there is also controversial. This whole show is hot subject suddenly about how the police officers are turning their backs on the mayor in New York at the police officer funerals.
Oh, uh-huh.
I might just go and turn my back on the Oscars. And just
go and you'll sit looking away from the television eating while we're all watching it.
Take that, best sound editing nominees. I'm not even going to look at you when they say it.
Oh, I'm sure they're very nice people.
Speaking of Mrs. Potter Bitter Bertrand, she is right out there and you know who she's talking to.
It's
Dolores.
It's Dolores.
And I heard her. I was over at the main building earlier today and I went to borrow a cup of sugar. I went to borrow I went over there to borrow a cup of sugar, and I heard her, she was yelling at her staff, I don't even know about what, something about a hole in her sweater.
Oh my God.
And
she, I've heard they're not allowed to look, make eye contact.
They're not, not anymore. And she looked over at me, and she started, there was some, a glass partition, and I couldn't tell what she was yelling. But I was, I tried to make like happy faces, like remember how happy we, oh. And she's looking.
Oh, hello.
Looking. Maybe, well, let's just throw to a set. This is,
Kendall, are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me? Kendall, hey, Kendall, are you talking to me?
Cliff, are you talking to me?
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 Kendall, are you talking to me?
I know, Cliff. I've been wondering that for so many minutes on this show already. Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
It is time to play. It is time.
Mrs. Potterbutter Witcher is pushing her in.
Just go ahead, dear. Just go ahead and do the show.
Okay, I'm only doing it for you.
Oh, hello, Dolores.
Oh, Dolores, thank you so much for coming back.
You know how excited we get when you come on the show.
Mrs. Potterbutter Churn was my tutor in fifth grade, so I couldn't say no.
Isn't
to her.
She a lovely woman?
She's a wonderful person.
I love Mrs.
And thanks to her, I only had to do the fifth grade three times. She was a great tutor.
She really works.
She mostly
well.
Teaches about doilies, though.
That's children.
Yeah. Well, after the third time, we kind of figured it out. But yeah.
Well, today we're playing "Are You Talking to Me?" which I'm sure you probably heard on our show.
Yes.
So we'll just get right to it. Clip.
Are you talking to me,
Dolores? Are you talking to me?
Hey.
Why don't you go ahead and start us out, Cliff?
All right, Dolores. Whether or not a teenager decides to kill themselves is the biggest decision of their life. What movie did that come from?
I have no idea.
Oh, no.
I don't know that one either.
Yeah.
Kendall, can you steal?
No.
No. Oh, that's from Heathers.
Oh, I've never seen Heathers.
You remember Heathers?
Is that a real
Dolores?
Movie?
Yes, with Winona Ryder. Pre-shoplifting.
I'll have my producers check that.
Right, okay, let's see. Ray, when someone asks you if you're God, you say yes.
Jim Carrey?
No, I'll steal, because he's asked this so many times before. Even if I didn't remember it from Ghostbusters, it's from Ghostbusters.
It's from Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. Yeah. All right.
Not exactly my caliber of film.
Now, maybe this one will
I'm
be.
I'm more of a European film girl.
Okay, this one is some high art over here, okay. My God, it's hot. I stepped out of the shower and started sweating again.
Cat on a hot tin roof.
Close! So close. That is so close, I'm going to give you a partial ding. Oh, kill. Because it's body heat. So about heat, you were almost there.
Why do you insist on embarrassing me?
I'm so sorry.
Dolores, you do better with these things than we ever have.
Kendall,
you're not embarrassed.
Kendall is terrible at this.
I asked Mr. Snodbottom to put a ban on all game shows on the show because I am so bad at them.
You are so much better than him at everything.
Okay, fellas, I've got to... Let's move on.
Okay.
I told you why I did this.
Kendall,
I've got
hurry.
Things to do.
I'm sorry. Close your mouth, please, Michael. You are not a codfish.
Catfish.
No, that was from the
Big
Disney
fish.
Classic Mary Poppins.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Tardiness is not something you can do on your own. Many, many people contributed to my tardiness. I would like to thank my parents for never giving me a ride to school, the LA City bus driver who took a chance on an unknown kid, and last but not least, the wonderful crew from McDonald's who spent hours making those Egg McMuffins without which I'd never be tardy.
I have no idea.
What, can I try?
Yeah.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Clueless. That was Cher.
We were clueless about
that. I thought about that, yeah.
Well, okay, I've got one more
That's
for you,
Dolores.
That's
one of my favorite movies.
Oh, I love it. Don't you love it?
I love it.
I've got one more for you.
Do you have time for one more, Dolores?
Okay, I've got to go. I'm the carpool. I've got to get to the carpool.
I'll go quick.
I'm that, yeah.
First of all, keep him out of the light. He hates bright light, especially sunlight. It'll kill him. Second, don't give him any water, not even to drink. But the most important rule, the rule you can never forget, no matter how much he cries, no matter how much he begs, never feed him after midnight.
E.T.
Gremlins.
Gremlins, you're close.
So close. Practically the same thing. We're going to give it to you. It's so close. practically the same thing.
All right. Well, Dolores, thank you so much for stopping by. We know you're a very busy woman, and we really
thank
do
you.
Appreciate
Please
it.
Please give our best.
Yes, I did it for Mrs. Butter.
Thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dolores.
I'm going to get you a nice gift and...
Oh, thank God.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that's all the time we have for Are You Talking to Me?
No, there's just no more talking.
No more talking.
No, the talking is over.
And that makes me sad.
But it does make me sad.
What makes me sad is this damn wasp nest.
There's
that
a
Charles
wasp.
Will not kill, but...
It's still. Oh my God. One must have flown in when Dolores.
Oh God.
Down. There's one. All right, Kendra, you just read the stuff. Wave it away.
Well, let me kill it first.
No, don't kill it.
Well, I want to want him sting us.
No, put a thing. You will get a bowl. Did I tell you in the course of this whole wasp salute, when I was a teenager, there was a wasp nest right outside my bedroom window, and it was frequently I would wake up in the morning to the sounds of them like flying against the wall, because they would fly, they would come in the bedroom.
Oh my God, I forgot the most important thing to talk about wasps.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's all the sad music
it
playing.
It is sad, it's bringing it out.
Yeah, but you know, I've been working on the house a lot, doing a lot of work around our house that we bought down in the suburbs.
Yep.
And I opened up a wall, and there was a huge wasp nest right up in the ceiling. Terrifying. All the wasps were gone. It was empty.
Oh, thank God.
It was terrible. Anyway, if our listeners want to know more about wasps, go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT. And the donut, or the biscuit ladies. I'm thinking of donuts. Yeah. I want one. Can always listen to us at 4 a.m. on Sunday mornings here on KBSH, right, 99.
Kendra, you son of a bitch, you mentioning donuts. I hate you.
I know.
That's all I
want now.
Kendra, be not afraid of life. Believe that life is worth living, and your belief will help create the fact.
I'll try. No promises.
No promises. Sorry, this wasp almost flew down my throat over here.
Are you okay?
I was gasping when the wasp flew by. Took in too much air. That was said by William James.
Oh, well, speaking of William, William Shakespeare once said...
Oh, Billy Shakes.
If I be waspish, be aware of my sting.
Whoa. And this one...
Taming of the Shrew, Cliff.
Woo. Kendall, when I hear somebody sigh, life is hard, I am always tempted to ask, compared to what? And that was said by Sidney Harris.
Cliff, he left the room. And closeted himself in the dark, buzzing space where he raised his wasp and plotted the course of heavenly bodies. That was Kim Newman from Professor Moriarty, the Hound of Duberville.
Take me home, country roads, to a place. Wasp, wasp, wasp. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you next week.
That's for sure.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Oh God, 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 oh God.